We're doing the Seder HaDorot, and we're up to the year 2048. So Avram travels from Elonim Mamre. He goes to the land of Plishtim. He lives in Gerar for 25 years. This was 25 years after Avram was in Eretz Canaan. And now he's 100 years old. And Avimelech sends people, and they bring Sarah, as we know. And that night, he falls asleep on his throne. And he has a dream. And a malach shows up, and his sword is drawn, and he wants to kill him. And he says, I'm going to kill you for the woman you took. And that night, everyone throughout Gerar, all the Philistines, had a dream. And they saw a man with a sword killing out all the Philistines. So that's why all the Philistines woke up panicked. They run to the king. They all had the identical dream. We're all getting killed. What's going on? And so he gives Sarah back, as we well know. Our sages say that Avimelech ben Yerubbaal came to fix the sins of Avimelech. Okay? I wonder if he did that. Avimelech killed out all his siblings. Four months and a few days later, Sarah's pregnant. And then she has a son, and Avram calls him Yitzchak. Yitzchak is born in the year 2048, right? If we left Egypt at 2448, so 400 years after he was born, Avram's 100 years old, Sarah's 90 years old, Yishmael is 14 years old, and Yitzchak is going to live 180 years. He's born after a full 9 months, and really, Chazal tells it wasn't a full 9 months. It was Chodashim Mekuta'im. Chazal tells us there's a machlokis whether Yoledet Limkuta'im, when we calculate the months, does part of a month count as a month? Meaning when we say 9 months, we say it goes by the lunar cycle. And then how do you calculate? Do broken months count as a whole month? And then the Gemara says Yoledet Leshiv'a Yoledet Limkuta'im. When a woman gives birth after 7 months, then the child could be perfectly healthy, and it could even be perfectly healthy if you go by half months, meaning the first month is half a month, and the last month is half a month, and they count as whole months. When was Yitzchak born? 15th of the month of Nisan. The Midrash Tanhuma in Parshas Pekudei says it was the first of the month of Nisan. Machlokas in the Midrashim. Was it on Pesach or on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? He was born, the Medrash Rabbah says, midday, noontime, Yitzchak was born. The Rashal writes, the angel said to Avram Avinu la-mo'ed hazeh, and at what time was the angel there? Kechom ayom. When was Avram out by the tent? In the heat of the day. So that's what time? That's noontime. Sixth hour of the day. Sarah, then the Torah tells us, Chazal tell us that Sarah wasn't pure then. So she only got pregnant 7 days later, at the end of the month of Nisan. So according to that, when was he born? On Rosh Hashanah. Machlokes, we discussed this already. Tosus in Masech's Rosh Hashanah. When was Yitzchak born? When did the angel come? When did the angel come? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that that year was a leap year, because otherwise, so that's a discussion. When did the angels come? Did they come on Rosh Hashanah? And then that year was a leap year, so you have 7 months till Pesach. When was Avram's circumcision? Because right after the circumcision, he was healing from the circumcision, and then the angels came. When did he circumcise? On Rosh Hashanah, in Tishrei, and then on Yom Kippur they came, and Yitzchak was born in Nisan. That's what Tosfos suggests over there. And then that year was a leap year, so that's how you get 7 months. And then you have to calculate, according to our calculations, whether that year should have been a leap year. And the Gemara seems to say that the angels came on Sukkos. And they said, Lamoed, I will return in the next holiday, which was Pesach. So then you have to say it's a leap year. The Targum says that Avram's circumcision was in Nisan. And Yitzchak was born a year later. So then you don't have to say it was a leap year. And then he goes into the calculations of the year, whether that should have been a leap year. Chava, her Gilgal appeared in Yitzchak. And the spark of Yitzchak came from the angel Gavriel. The spark of Yitzchak reappeared in the Navi Yonah. And over here he says, Tegalgel bipinchas. That spark, I guess, will reappear in Pinchas. I don't know what that means. Okay, we'll pick up here with Zachim Tuesday.